This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
Cassidy.com is one of our amazing sponsors, and we are so excited to once again be telling you about some of the features of Cassidy.com that we love.
Yeah, I really, actually Cassidy.com is they're our partner, not even just a sponsor, because frankly, they're pretty much where we go for all of our naughtiness when it comes to meeting folks.
Absolutely, they are. And one of our favorite features of Cassidy is all of the amazing events that you can learn about. So all of the different clubs and lifestyle groups will post their events on Cassidy.com, and you can learn about them. You can plan your naughty lifestyle travel around what you're seeing on Cassidy. So including the ability to go in and meet amazing sexy friends, it's a great place to keep up to date with all of the fun shit to going on in the lifestyle around the country and even internationally.
For sure. And absolutely get on to our community. I mean, we've got like, I think it's like 1,200 folks in that community now.
We absolutely do. And you can find it at Front Porch Swingers. If you go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, you can click on either of the Cassidy banners to receive 30 free days of all of the paid services of Cassidy. It's well worth the trial and well worth, you know, the monthly charge as well. It's just a great site. So we highly recommend it.
Yeah. If you're going to be in the lifestyle, you've got to get on Cassidy. Get our free 30 days. Get it from us. Kick the tires. Drive that bitch like it's stolen and get after it. Start getting some sexy time.
For sure. We were talking at dinner just a couple minutes ago about what we were going to talk about for this podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like, where the fuck do we even begin? Because there's so much stuff.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where to start. But let's just say this. We are going to talk about an amazing encounter that we had with some amazing folks that we met not too long ago at our last swinger party that we had not too far from our home. So we had the chance to meet two great couples a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And we had an opportunity to spend some time with one of those couples at their home. And it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We got the opportunity to take advantage of some time we had off and spend a weekend away from home and got to meet some amazing people or spend some time with amazing people.
Yes. So you'll be hearing about that very shortly. But yeah, I mean, since then, we've had a lot going on.
We have.
We got to meet another podcasting couple.
Yes, we did. I was so excited that we were getting the opportunity to meet them. Not just because they had an amazing podcast, an amazing presence, and we really enjoy listening to them, but it was really kind of nice how the whole thing came together through communication that you actually had with them.
Right.
So it was a lot. And then when we got to meet them, it was like, they're amazing.
I was fangirling hardcore. So I've been listening to this couple for a while. I think they are so fucking delightful. Yeah. They do so much to positively contribute to the lifestyle. And yeah, I was so fucking excited to meet them. So huge shout out to Jay and Kay from That Couple Next Door. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to get to know you guys a little bit. And yeah, I mean, we won't say much more about that other than we got an amazing opportunity to spend some time with people that understand not only our lifestyle, shit, but also the podcasting stuff, which has never really happened before.
No, not really. And not just that, but we spent a lot of time with them. We actually felt bad because we kept them up late. We were out late. We closed a couple of places in our town. And it was just so amazing to connect with people like them because they're genuinely like the nicest fucking people ever.
Yeah.
And super intelligent, so sweet. They're clearly a loving couple. It was just nice to hang out with them. And the fact that we had a lot in common in terms of, you know, just our thoughts on the lifestyle and kind of our, you know, perspectives. I was really so excited. It was a great time.
They were ridiculously fucking hot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, listen. So you never, you know, of course I didn't know what they look like. How would I know? I would never know. You know, you do all that kind of correspondence.
I didn't know what they looked like.
You didn't either. But I mean, yeah, they're like fucking smoking hot, the two of them. It's like disgusting how hot they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Yeah, they really are. But they're such sweet people. Like the nicest people.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. That was like, and we had a long day that day. So we were out really late. We had gotten up super early. We were like 3 hours away from home. We kept them up late. They were driving a long time, but it was so well worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would totally do that again 100 times over.
Me too.
Yeah.
We also got the chance to hang out with Matt from last episode a little bit, very recently, just a few days ago.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. So I want to start today. I think we're going to start something new today based on what you and I talked about earlier.
Okay.
So today is going to be the first installment. This is like the inaugural installment of Single Guy Tip of the Week.
Okay.
Okay. Now, a lot of you have been listening to the show for a while. You know that we play in the single guy world. We are a hot wife couple, and we are pro single guy. So I am always trying to help out the single guys.
Yes.
Now, some of you can help yourselves, and you can't get out of your own way.
Some of them are beyond help.
Yeah, some of you just not. You're not going to get. You just can't. You just can't do it. We understand. It's just, you know, some kind of a, you know, character flaw, whatever the fuck it is. Okay. But I really feel like, because there are so many good guys out there.
Yeah.
Like Matt, like Clint, a lot of the guys that we've interacted with, and we're going to talk about Matt a little bit. And because of that interaction that we just recently had with him, which was as vanilla an interaction as any three people could have had, it was really nice to be able to do that. I want to lend some advice to the guys out there that might be on the fence. If you're leaning, like, guys, if you're listening and you're single and you're on the fence, and you've got one kind of leg in the I'm a very cool, normal, you know, charismatic, polite single guy, and then the other leg is on, I'm kind of teetering on douchebag. If that's where you're at, let me help you, okay? So single guy tip of the week. Do not send a message to the woman of a couple particularly and ask her as an opening line, how big of a cock do you think you can take in your ass? Because that's the kind of response that gets you blocked, obviously. That's not going to get you anywhere.
Right.
And clearly you're a guy who's living in your mother's basement. Your dick is about the size of a grain of rice. We already know that. So all you're doing is making yourself look fucking ridiculous.
Yes. And to be clear, that did happen today.
That was a real thing.
Someone reached out on Instagram to me and asked how big of a cock I take up my ass, or how big I would take up my ass.
Right. You got to be kidding me.
I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. I also sometimes question, it made me question, if sometimes people think that they have more familiarity with us than they really do.
For sure.
In terms of, you know, because we put a lot of ourselves out there, and we do it every week, and we love it. And I love being able to connect with people, and I love that they feel like they know us. But at the end of the day, you know, you only have a certain level of familiarity with us. You don't have the right to reach out to me and ask how big of a cock I'm willing to take up my ass.
Well, I liken it to the conversation that we've had many times with many of our friends, and you and I have talked about it, and I think we've even talked about it here on the podcast. As I said to single guys before, guys, you've heard me say this ad nauseum. You cannot approach a couple via, you know, digital text or whatever the case may be, whatever digital, you know, platform you're using. You cannot approach that any differently than you would if you were walking up to a woman in a bar and having a conversation with her for the very first time. Would you walk up to a woman who you've never met at a bar and say, hi, how big of a cock can you take up your ass? Is that an opening line that anyone would use?
I mean, I would certainly hope not.
I mean, if you would, slap yourself silly, because it's fucking insane behavior.
Yeah.
It's really insane behavior.
Yeah.
You know? And then, of course, like you said, we get some really, really nice people reaching out to us saying really nice things. And, you know, so it's a delicate balance, I would say.
Yes.
However, we are pro single guy. So listen up. Single guy tip of the week. Do not fucking say that as an opening line or ever to anyone.
Right.
In life. Don't ever do that.
For sure.
It's just fucking stupid.
It really is.
It's not going to get you laid. It's going to get you smacked if you do that, for sure. Some woman's going to turn and smack you if you actually say that. And rightfully so. But you should never say that to somebody.
No, definitely not. I feel like that should go without saying. The fact that we're taking time to talk about that on our podcast is actually pretty fucking ridiculous.
Well, the truth is, though, we clearly have to, because someone said that to you.
And they were a podcast listener. So if you are listening right now, just know that your ass got blocked, and you obviously are not getting it from our podcast. So, like, you know, maybe spend your hour a week elsewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're welcome.
You are beyond the point of help, so. Yeah,
you're welcome. We did you a favor. We saved you some trouble, because this isn't working for you. We're not helping you.
No, obviously not.
You know, we don't want to take up any of your time.
So, toodles. Have a good one.
Yeah, so that's single guy tip of the week. Stay tuned. There's more to come in weeks to come. I think I'm just going to, you've heard it here first. I'm starting single guy tip of the week.
There you go.
Today's, this is the
you're
first
You're very
one.
Giving like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm here to help. you know.
Yeah, no, but we had a great interaction with our friend Matt that was completely vanilla, like you said. He came over to the house, helped us with kind of a project we have going on.
Yeah, that he's proficient in. He's
and
a skilled guy.
You cooked dinner and we just sat around. There was no sexual contact, no sexual discussion of any sort, really.
No.
It was just three people sitting around and getting to know each other, and it was really fucking cool.
Yes.
I like that we can do that with a single guy. I like that we're starting to develop that. We've had that with Clint.
Yes.
But the fact that we can also do it with another single guy, just it makes me feel good, because it makes me feel like, you know, all parties are going to be on the same page, and everyone has, when you become friends with someone, you always want to make sure you have their best interest at heart. And I feel like us developing a friendship with a single guy is just perpetuating that.
For sure. And as you alluded to it, Clint is a different kind of guy. He's a special guy that really fits into our frame. As does Matt. Very unique individual, super, super respectful, really nice, a genuine person, yes. A genuinely good person. And so he helped us out with the project. As you said, he's got some very high level skill in a particular field, and he helped us with it. And I was happy to have him over for dinner. And we had a great conversation for, you know, a few hours of time that we all spent together. And it was really very nice. And as you say, no sexual connotations whatsoever. No, we didn't even allude to it. There was nothing about it was unusual. It could have been anybody coming over to our house, any friend, and having dinner.
Yeah.
You know, which is really nice. So I'm not shitting on single guys. I'm really genuinely trying to help. But when you have such a contrast between a guy like Matt, who we could have over to our home for dinner and drinks and think nothing of it, and then you've got how big a cock can you take up your ass as the opening line, you know, I mean, the contrast between some of these single guys, you can almost understand why a lot of couples won't engage with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's really unfortunate.
Yeah, because you're taking a gamble every fucking time. Are you going to get how big of a cock up your ass, or are you going to get a guy like Matt? It's like, you know, playing fucking Russian roulette with single guys.
Yeah, you're rolling the dice. Yeah. About rolling the dice. So yeah, it was really a great experience, and it made me feel good about what we're doing. It always kind of reinforces what we're doing and that we're doing the right thing, obviously, for us. Right. So when we have an interaction with a guy like Matt or with Clint, especially when it's just these, you know, kind of benign interactions that we have, whether we meet Clint for a brunch cocktail or something, or had Matt over to the house, it just makes it feel like, you know, they're just normal guys out there too.
Yeah.
You know, and which is really kind of refreshing. You know, these are the kind of guys, like a Matt is the kind of guy who we would introduce to other couples in the lifestyle, our friends that play with single guys.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and would have no reservations about it.
No. In fact, I think Harry and Sally might be interested in meeting someone like Matt.
For sure. And
they kind of like that male, female, male threesome type thing.
Yes.
We got to get some of this shit going this summer. We've been saying we're going to do it, but we really haven't.
Yeah,
we've been really fucking busy, but we need to get on this shit.
Yeah, we're going to, for sure. And as we put our dinner party plans together, of course, getting permission from everybody wanting to meet each other and all that kind of stuff, it wouldn't be a bad idea to throw a guy like Matt in the mix. It, you know, it'd be good for everybody just to let people meet each other. And
yeah.
Clint.
Yeah.
And or, you know, I mean, why not? That we get along with them so well and these couples play with single guys, it just makes sense.
For sure.
You know,
absolutely.
So yeah, I'm so blown away sometimes by the ignorance of people.
You shouldn't be at this point. I'm used to it. I mentioned it to you in passing because it's like become so.
Yeah, but it was so fucking insane that someone would still do that. You know, I find that so bizarre, especially a listener of the show. And that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, apparently we're not as helpful as we think we are.
No, clearly our advice is falling on some deaf ears. I am sorry in advance.
For sure. Hey, before we get to our story this week, we have another amazing sponsor to tell you guys about, which is PartnersID.com.
Yes, and of course, I did not forget them, but we do want to mention them for sure, and they're great people.
Yes, PartnersID they make amazing swingers jewelry, and it has the international symbol for swingers on all of their pieces. And the whole point is that if you're wearing it, especially to an event, or if you're in kind of a metropolitan area, and people can recognize the symbol. I mean, I know exactly what the symbol is.
For sure. Yeah, we do.
And they have the whole point is to recognize other swingers when you're out.
Yes.
And they're beautiful pieces. We're actually going to order potentially a day collar and for sure a hot wife anklet from them.
Yes, absolutely.
So I will post some pictures on our social media so that you guys can see what they look like, or just go for yourself and look at partnersid.com. And if you use our promo code FPSPOD, FPSPOD at checkout, you will receive 10% off of your entire order. So yeah, get on there, get yourself some cool jewelry, and support the podcast in doing so.
Yeah, and get some black rings, folks, so we can spot you when you're out in public like us.
Fuck yeah, they're really beautiful.
Yeah, they're super nice.
Cool. So we, as you mentioned, had an amazing experience with a couple.
We did. We had the time to spend with two couples, but we did get the chance to play with one of those couples at their home and had just a great evening.
Right. So we met both of these couples at an event that we went to.
Yeah, the last one. Yeah.
And then we took a weekend to go out of town and we were going to, you know, visit some family and do some other things. But we thought, you know, why not throw in some fun, sexy time while we're at it? Because we're slutty like that.
For sure.
And so we did.
Yeah.
And it was great. And we're going to talk about it. But we didn't think of a name, I just realized.
Ooh, we don't have a name for this couple. Almost. No. You know what? We should just call them Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack and Jill. I like
easy
it.
Enough.
I like Jack and Jill. It's close. If for some reason they strike me as a Jack and Jill.
She kind of looks like a Jill maybe. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that.
Yeah, we're going with Jack and Jill. Yeah, we got to meet them. As you said, we met them at the last event we attended.
Yes.
Along with a number of couples, but these two particular couples live in the same town. So we had the opportunity to catch up with both of them. And they were just a blast and super gracious hosts and so understanding of our fucked up time frame.
Yes.
We had a terrible timeline because we left late from our home and we didn't get to the town until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, they invited us over for dinner, which they certainly did not have to do.
No, not at all.
And we told them we were going to be there by like 8. We didn't get there till 9. So, I mean, we're eating at like 9:30 at night.
Yes.
But yeah, they were super understanding about it. And we sat around and just had some dinner and some drinks and really got to know them as a couple. They're a very secure couple.
Well, they've been in the lifestyle a long time.
What did they say, like 11 years or something?
More than that, I
16
think.
16 years?
Yeah, something like that.
I might be getting couples mixed up. Maybe. It's a long time.
Long time. And they are they're an amazing, loving, close couple who have a deep, unique understanding of each other.
Yes.
I really enjoyed listening to them talk about one another.
Yeah.
And their relationship. I thought that was really very cool.
Well, and one of my favorite things is when they talk about the lifestyle, they light up. I think we do the same thing because it generates so much heat and connection between the two of us that it's like, it's hard to not share that whenever we talk about it. And they're the exact same way, which that really spoke to me.
Well, the other thing is they're very active in the lifestyle. They are hosts to the most.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. They're in their town. They're known as kind of the.
Yeah. They're the party people.
They're the party people. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is so much fun. They're just great and gracious hosts. I mean, they really took great care of us that evening in terms of feeding us and being prepared for us and, you know, waiting for us. And they were just super understanding and very, very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we sat around, had dinner, had drinks, sure and then did. We kind of just continued to sit for a bit.
Yeah.
And finally, I think Jack was the one that was like, hey, are we going to get in the hot tub?
Yeah, for sure he was. And of course, you were like, yeah, and just got naked because that's what you do.
Well, no, I didn't just get naked.
Yeah, you pretty much just got naked.
I don't think I did.
I'm pretty sure you did because Jill was naked. Actually, Jack was instantly naked.
He got naked first.
Yeah,
he got naked. That's the other thing. These people are so fucking comfortable with their bodies, which I love.
Yeah, of course.
Like, they are confident. They don't give a fuck. It was great. They were just like, hey, we're going to get in the hot tub. Cool. Take it off my pants now.
Yep. Just taking them off.
And of course, me, I'm like super bashful. I don't know why I'm so bashful still.
You got undressed very quickly and just...
Not really. I was still kind of like hiding my little like pooch that I have.
You were getting naked much quicker than you normally do.
Well, because they were so confident about it. I'm like, well, fuck it. Like,
yeah, you got naked, jumped in the hot tub. And then I jumped in there. So all four of us are in this amazing hot tub. A great little spot they have too, right off their patio. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So we kind of sat in the hot tub and I was sitting on your lap.
Yes.
And I was kind of touching her cock a little bit.
Yeah, you're naughty. You do that.
But I was also kind of rubbing his leg with mine a little bit.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because I think that there was definitely a chemistry there.
Oh, for sure.
But the real reason that I like this couple so much is because it's easy. Everything's easy. You know, nothing in this interaction felt like forced or like I had to think too much about it.
No, nothing awkward about it. But also there was a connection at the party, at the event that we attended when we first met them. In fact, I believe Jill for sure was one of the first people that just come up to us and introduced herself to us.
Right.
And as the night went on, we just continued to talk to them and other people as well. But we always kind of ended up gravitating back toward them. And at one point you were actually dancing with Jack a few times and spending some time on the dance floor with him.
Yeah.
I was chatting with Jill.
My tits were flying. flopping out of my dress.
Yeah, and hands were all over your ass, which was awesome. So we spent a lot of time getting to know them even at the event, which just made it that much more comfortable, really.
Yeah, but they're just like fun fucking people. Like we're sitting in the hot tub, we're just bullshitting, we're talking about everything you can imagine.
Yeah, they're very open people.
And, you know, they're sharing all these amazing stories from their long history in the lifestyle. And what I'm saying is you always have, or typically you have those like weird, awkward little pockets of time.
Yeah.
Especially with a new couple. That didn't really happen here.
No, not at all.
It just felt comfortable. Everything flowed. It was super fun.
Yeah, listen, they were as easy a couple to get along with as any couple we've ever met.
Yeah.
It was very smooth. Dinner was great. Drinks, we just hung out. I mean, really, we hung out for a long time. Even after we kind of played around a little bit in the hot tub, and there wasn't a lot of playing around.
No, it's mostly got hot, just kind of like rubbing.
Actually. Yeah, we're just rubbing and just kind of, you know, just teasing. I mean,
staring at Jill's tits because they were great. And she was like sitting out of the hot tub at one point. I was like, fuck, she has nice tits.
Yeah, tits were out of the water, which was super nice.
Yeah.
We eventually kind of moved back to the patio. Of course, now we're basically just draped in towels pretty much. And then had another drink and just kind of sat around the fire pit talking. But it was very comfortable.
Yeah. You
know, we were basically naked for the most part. But had we been clothed and just been in a vanilla kind of setting, it would have felt the same. It was very cozy.
Yeah, it was great. So then we got out of the hot tub and we were sitting around the little fire pit. Or I guess he and I were sitting on the swing by the fire pit. Yeah. And you and she were standing next to it.
Yeah, we were.
And we had a conversation
huddled over in the warmth.
Yeah, we had a conversation at that point about the podcast.
Yes.
Because locally, you know, we've had some things go on where people are a little bit concerned. We've talked about this before, but it's a very kind of quiet underground community where we live.
Very.
And, you know, so I think that there is that concern from some people where we live of like, hey, if they meet us and then we play, like, are we going to divulge too much or should we be divulging anything?
Right.
And they gave us permission to talk about any sort of interaction that would happen. I think it was at that point that I realized, okay, they want to fuck us.
Well, which was a great sign, obviously. And I got the impression, like, I mean, they are very comfortable with who they are and the lifestyle and that they've chosen and how they choose to live their life. They almost, I got the impression, wouldn't have given a shit if we used their real names. We just simply aren't going to do that.
No.
But they're just very comfortable in their own skin, as you said, and just very comfortable in the lifestyle and being lifestyle people. They have no problem throwing it out there. They're just not reserved about it, and they're not embarrassed by it.
No, not
nor should they be.
Yeah, it was very refreshing. And and so, yes, we have their permission to talk about everything we're talking about.
Absolutely.
And then he and I kind of started to get a little cozy with each other on the swing.
Yeah, well, you're in super naughty, flirty pants, and he was kind of rubbing your leg and kind of touching you, and you were kind of touching his leg. And so, of course, now I'm kind of leaning in over to Jill, whose tits are staring me in the face. I couldn't help it. She's a pretty sexy gal.
Yeah, she is. She's very cute.
Jill is very attractive, just great body, built. Just my kind of girl, you know, short, curvy, sexy.
Yeah, she's totally your type physically.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he and I are kind of touching all over each other. And at one point, like, my towel, quote unquote, slipped down. I'm doing the air quotes right now.
Yeah, it really didn't slip down.
It slipped down. So my tits were back out. And so then he kind of started feeling on my tits a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't really a slip so much. It wasn't like a wardrobe malfunction.
It was.
I feel like you took it off. Really, kind of lowered it a little.
Well, I mean, we were teasing for a while. I mean, when we're talking about sitting on this swing and touching each other, this was like 25, 30 minutes.
For sure.
And I'm like, okay, is someone going to fucking touch my pussy or am I going to have to do it myself?
Right. It was that time.
Let's get to it, people. Yeah. So I just happened to let my towel kind of slip down a little bit.
Yeah. It was so coy of you.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Jill actually who said, or maybe she made the first comment about wanting to take it slow, wasn't sure if she should take it slow with us or, you know, wasn't really sure how we kind of played that way. And we were like, you don't have to take it slow with us. We're pretty gung-ho that way.
What's interesting is we never really fully transitioned. Like there was never a conversation of like, okay, now we're going to go play.
Right.
So what happened was she went inside for a minute and the rest of us were in the kitchen and grabbing another drink or grabbing water or something. And she went into the bedroom and came back out in this beautiful piece of lingerie.
Right.
And so then I excused myself and I always bring a piece of lingerie just for such an occasion.
Yes. We talked about this.
And I went and changed into that and came out, and then it was like, okay, it's fucking on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, once you came out in that little pink number, you know, she came out in that, like, I guess it was like a corset kind of thing that she had on, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a dark teal or something. Yeah. I don't know. It was very fucking pretty.
Yeah, it was. I knew right away that this was going down, and it was awesome. I was super ready at that point.
Because now
it's late at night, and I am ready to go. Because I've been staring at your tits. I've been staring at her tits. You were touching my cock in the hot tub. Yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah, I can always see that look in your eyes, too, when you start to get hungry. It turns me on so much. Yeah, I could see that starting to happen.
I was hungry.
You were hungry.
I was.
For pussy.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, you guys, you and Jack actually made off to the bedroom first. I guess, I was mixing a drink for Jill or something, I think. And you guys all of a sudden were gone. I'm like, hey, where'd they go? And Jill's like, oh, they're in the bedroom. You know,
yeah, so he took my hand and led me into the bedroom, and I was like, should we tell them where we're going? He's like, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, they'll find their way.
So we made it into the bedroom, and he kind of like is leaning up against the bed, and I kind of straddled him a little bit, and we're straight up like making out hardcore. Yeah. And yeah, it's so funny because Jill, I hear you say like, where the fuck did they go? Yeah. And Jill comes in, and it was really funny because here's the thing. It was so comfortable with them, and they were so cool that we didn't really sit and have like a formal conversation about play and types of play and
not really
what everyone was comfortable with.
Not really.
Which is not really, it's not the norm for us. And looking back on it, we probably should have kind of had the conversation ahead of time, because what happened was he and I are making out. He's hard. I'm like rubbing on his cock. She comes in and she's like, so we should probably talk. Like, are you guys same room? Are you separate room?
Right.
Like, and she's like, are you bi comfortable? So we're like trying to have this conversation like while my hand is on her husband's cock.
Right. It's you know, kind of in a dimly lit room. He's up against the bed. You're like semi on your knees at this point.
Yeah.
And we're having a conversation about play rules. Right. Like, we probably should have covered this, I don't know, 10 minutes ago.
Or, you know, 3 hours ago.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it worked out very well.
Dinner would have been a good call, but
probably,
you know,
over the third cocktail, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, second, whatever. But it worked out just fine.
For sure.
Yeah. She was wondering if we should go to another room.
Right.
I think one of the first questions, of course, then the bi comfortable question came up. But yeah, I mean, we're good either way. We're going to start, I think, moving toward that separate room kind of play a little bit more when you and I are with a couple, when it's appropriate.
Yeah, I think we've decided that that works best because we tend to focus on each other way too much if we're in the same room.
Yeah,
and we'll
for sure
talk a little bit about that with this particular couple. But but it was funny because she asked if I was bi-comfortable, and I was like, I'm actually bisexual. And she was like, oh, great. And then I was like, can I kiss you? And she was like, sure.
Yeah.
So then she and I are making out, and then you're kind of touching on her while I'm making out with her.
Yes, I was. I was rubbing that booty.
He is grabbing my ass too, like both hands on my ass.
Yeah.
And so she and I didn't play together for very long, but it was very sexy. She's a great kisser.
Yes, she is.
She's got the most beautiful soft skin.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure does.
That was yummy.
Yes. Well, thankfully, you were basically kind of on top of her. So she's on the bed on her back, which, of course, lets me.
No, that was later. We were standing up when she and I were kissing.
Yes, but she was up against the bed. She was leaning up against the
bed. Yeah, oh, that's right.
And it was very easy. She just kind of laid back on the bed, and I had the immediate opportunity to go down on her, which was awesome because she's got an amazing pussy.
Yeah. Well, and
I spent quite a bit of time on
it. You did. He went down on me at the same time. Yep. So she and I are kind of next to each other.
You're parallel to one another, yeah.
Both getting, you know, licked. And and here's the problem. I love watching you go down on another woman. But I focus so much on it because I love it so much that it was like hard for me to really get in the right heads. I mean, because usually, and he was great. He was doing a great job doing all the little tongue swirls and fun tricks and everything.
Yeah.
But I was so fucking focused on what you were doing because it was so hot.
Well, what happened, you at one point actually were moving, you were sliding yourself up to the top of the bed more so you could actually see me, because at one point I could tell you were looking at me. Her left leg, or actually her right leg, was closer to you.
Right.
And at one point I just kind of changed positions and I could see you looking at me while he's going down on you. And so you kind of slid yourself up so you could see.
Right.
I could tell that's what you had done.
Right.
And then, of course, because of the position I was in, I ended up moving down. I was almost kneeling on the floor, and she was right at the edge of the bed. And the sounds and kind of the movement she was making was super fucking hot. I couldn't help. I was hard as a rock.
Oh, it's crazy. I don't know. I probably like watching you go down on a woman more than anything else. Like, even more than fucking another woman.
That's interesting.
Because, well, I know for me personally what I like. you provide by far the best oral skills I've ever had. So I know what that feels like. I know how exciting it is, and I know how much pleasure you're giving in that moment, and that gets me excited.
Well, it definitely worked for you, because I heard, I mean, I know you came multiple times while I was going down on you.
He was great. But I also know, you know, how much pleasure you were giving her because, I mean, it really seemed to be working for her.
I was enjoying it. I hope she was, certainly. She was arching her back, as I say, and making these amazing sounds. And, you know, I was getting off on how soft her skin was because I was kind of feeling all over her body.
Yeah.
It was super fucking hot.
It was very hot. And then we kind of changed positions a little bit. And I started sucking his cock.
Yeah, he was kind of kneeling on the bed, maybe.
Yeah.
At the foot of the bed. Not the foot of the bed, but the like head the of the bed where you were.
Yep.
And then we kind of switched positions. I actually got on top of her a little bit and was kind of licking her on her stomach and on her tits and kind of kissing on her neck. And we started making out a little bit. And I eventually ended up with my back against the headboard.
Right.
So she's sucking my cock at the same time you're sucking his cock.
Right.
Which is like the hottest thing for me. So I kind of get why you dig it, why you like to see me do that.
Yeah.
It's just super fucking hot for me. It's like all of the, it's all of the senses.
All of the, yeah, because you're feeling it and you're seeing it and you're kind of hearing me slurp.
I'm hearing it, I'm seeing it, feeling it, living it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, we've talked many times about your oral skills. He was really enjoying it. And I know you always do, which makes it hotter for me. And she was amazing. It was kind of difficult to concentrate on just watching you guys because she was really did an amazing fucking job.
Was she like deep throating?
Yes, she was. It was really nice.
Mm. Yeah. Yum.
Yeah, she's quite lovely at this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, I think he put on a condom.
Yes, and I believe Jill got me one.
Yes.
Super gracious host.
Well, we brought condoms, but she needed to use her own.
Yes.
So she gave you one.
Yes.
But he and I kind of started playing a little bit and fucking ever so slightly.
Yeah. And but then, he was behind you.
Yes.
Which was so fucking hot because she's still sucking my cock. Of course, I got the condom in my hand. She was gracious enough to go and get me one.
Right.
And she came right back and started sucking my cock again. But now your head was facing the foot of the bed. So he was kind of closer to me, next to me.
Right.
And he was behind you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, of course, I love you in that position. So now I'm having her suck my
ass
cock
up in the air.
And your ass is up in the air and I'm watching him fuck you from behind, which is so fucking hot for me because I know what that view is like. So it's great.
A room with a view.
Yeah. And actually, she stopped for a minute. She came up closer to me and we were kind of making out a little bit and just kind of touching and feeling, watching you guys. Which was really fucking hot.
Yeah, I could kind of feel that.
Yeah, it was so nice.
And I think that's why, like, you guys watching us is why we ended up kind of stopping. Like, he fucked me for a couple minutes, and then we kind of stopped. And I think they wanted a minute for just themselves.
Because we did switch partners.
Because we went back. I was with you, and she was with him. So I was sucking your cock. She was sucking his cock.
Yes.
And then we, you know, we were kind of getting each other all riled up again. Yeah. And, you know, which I love doing with couples. I actually when we have that break and we go back to our respective partners.
Yeah.
I feel like what it does in that moment is it allows us to like reset everything. You know what I mean? Like, because when you're with a new partner, there's so many different things going on. There's so many different thoughts going through your head and like things that you're focusing on. And then when you throw in the fact that you're watching your partner with someone else on top of that, it's just like, it can be a lot going on.
Well, it's not just that for me. When that happens, and it doesn't happen a lot, unfortunately, it doesn't happen as often as I think I'd like it to happen with when we're with couples. I like it because it gives me the opportunity to use all of that like sexual energy that I got watching you with you.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it really is intense that way.
I could see that.
You know, and then knowing that we're going to switch again, it's like that anticipatory feeling, you know, it's kind of weird. But we don't
like you're anticipating that you're going to be away from me again.
Yes. And I'm good. Well, even more than that, it's that I'm going to get to watch you again.
Well, that's hot.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't think we get to do that enough. We need to make sure we try to make that happen more often.
I agree. Yeah. Even if it's just like a, hey, quick, you know, before he fucks you, I'd love to suck my man's cock.
Well, I thought about it as we get to the point where we're really kind of not exclusively in separate rooms, because as we've talked about before, Harry and Sally, we enjoy playing with them in the same time. They're just a fun couple.
Right.
But even when we get to the opportunity to play with a couple separately, a couple that's amenable to it, obviously, taking a break and then switching partners would be very cool in the middle of that, I thought. And then going back.
Yeah, I mean, that takes a lot of orchestration.
For sure it does.
Like, what are we going to, like, tap on the wall and be like, you guys ready to switch yet? No, like, how the fuck do we do that?
No, I think you just, you know, like, may I cut in kind of thing. And I just think it would be kind of hot.
I don't know. I mean, if we can make it work.
Yeah, it depends on the couple. We just got to figure it out.
There's some logistics there, though.
And, you know, it's, of course, a conversation you have to have ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah, I just dig.
We'll have to think about it. But I loved being with you for those couple of minutes. So we did. Yes. I sucked your cock and I was really just like going to town on you. That's the other thing is like when I see another woman sucking your cock, it gives me this like weird sense of competitiveness where I'm like, shh, I can suck his cock really good too. Okay, let me show you. And then I do it.
And I got the chance to fuck you and made you come a couple of times while all this is going on.
Yeah.
So now I'm super worked up.
Yes.
Because I know you're worked up. Yes. So it's like priming the pump. Like I'm getting you all hot and bothered and then passing you off to somebody else. And I know he's going to be, you know, the beneficiary of that.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy hot.
Yeah. So at one point she and I are like asses up getting fucked from behind, but like looking at each other while our men are fucking us from behind.
Yes.
Which was also super cool and really attractive to me.
That was very hot.
And so then we stopped and then we switched partners again. So I was with her husband and she was with you.
Yep.
And he laid me on my back kind of at the end of the bed.
Uh-huh.
So we were like sideways at the end of the bed. And he was on top of me and he was fucking me.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He was really giving it to me. And that's why I think that they had that same kind of reaction with each other of like, ooh, this is really hot that we're giving each other this energy. And then we're going to go our separate ways again for a couple of minutes. So he was worked up and I could feel it. Because when he fucked me the second time, it was like hard and deep and like that like sexually needy energy. And I fucking loved it.
Yeah. It was obvious that all of our energies were different. Her energy was different with me too after he was with her and I was with you.
Yeah.
And while of course he's fucking you at the edge of the bed, we are now kind of, we're sideways but at the top of the bed.
Right.
Her head's basically hanging off the thing. I actually had to close the side table drawer to keep her head from hitting it. But it was the same thing. Her energy was slightly different also. Of course, mine was, I'm sure, as well, because I was so fucking worked up at that point. So she was also on her back, but you guys were in opposite directions. Your feet were in one direction, hers were in the other. And we were, you know, so you and I weren't really able to see each other, but I could hear you off to the side.
Right.
You know, which for me is always the hottest thing because like I'm in the middle of having hot sex with this sexy lady and you're next to me having sex with her husband, and I can hear you.
Right.
You know, it's just so fucking hot for me.
Yeah, but once again, I was very focused on you guys, and not in like a negative way where I was like, oh my God, Brian's fucking another woman, but more just like, I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
And I wanted to like...
It's so sexy to see.
Well, I'm really bad at dividing my attention in that way because I wanted to be focused on the pleasure and coming and the guy that's giving me the pleasure, but I can't be 100% focused on that.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm the same way. And while I absolutely enjoyed my time with Jill because she's super sexy and it was a great hot experience. I couldn't help but think afterwards, you and I talked about it after, had we been in separate rooms, would I have provided a better experience for my partner at the moment? Would you have done the same? And how much more intense would it have been for you and I later?
Well, so the end of the story is that you guys stopped.
Yeah.
And we're kind of sitting at the top of the bed and still touching each other from what I could see.
Yeah.
But you weren't, there was no sexual contact really. And he's still fucking me on top. And as soon as you guys stopped fucking, like I just was able to let it all go.
Yeah. We stopped. We sat, we were laid at the top of the bed. We were actually kind of, you know, she was laying on top of me and we were feeling each other a little bit. She's still stroking my cock. What we were watching you guys. And until you guys finished, that's what we did. We were kind of watching and talking about how hot it was to see you guys in that, you know, in that moment, in that space. And I could absolutely tell that your whole physical body, you just changed.
Yeah.
You know, it was very, very different.
Yes.
He was able to change positions with you and your whole mannerism, all your mannerisms were different. Your sounds were different.
Yep.
Because you were no longer, as you said, focused on what we were doing.
Yeah. I wasn't distracted. I was 100% focused on him giving him my sexual energy. And I really prefer it that way.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, we, you know, there's that couple that we like to play with because it's a unique situation for us. You know, there's some filming going on and pictures and it's just fun. It's just like, you know, being with Harry and Sally is like being with old friends, except that you're naked and fucking each other.
Right.
You know, it's just a good time, you know? You know, it's just a lot of fun. So that particular situation would be different. But in a situation like we were in with Jack and Jill, I really feel like we would have been, you know, just we would have had a, it, the experience would have been a bit more, you know, elevated had we
been
would have been
better partners to them had we been able to give them 100% of our undivided attention.
Yes, absolutely. We are definitely better in that capacity. And ultimately, when you and I get back together after that, that's when things get really explosive.
Yes.
Especially because we probably would have been in rooms that were adjacent to one another where we wouldn't have been able to see, but we would have been able to hear. You know, the doors were open. We would have been able to hear all of that sexy, you know, kind of talk and just the hotness going on.
Right.
So that later on, we would have been able to come back and you and I reconnect and have that kind of, you know, aftercare kind of sex. And it would have just been explosive.
Right. And not only that, but I was thinking about this the other day. I have wanted you to have a single female playmate the same way that I have, you know, Clint.
Right.
And that's not an easy thing to find where we're at. It's not something that's just going to fall in our laps. So I think, you know, for me, a separate room situation where I'm completely separated from you, and then I get to hear you tell me all of the sexy details later,
right,
that's like the next best thing.
Right.
And so I want that. And I feel like, I don't want to say I need that because I don't need anything in the lifestyle. That's not, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a necessity for me because it's just fun no matter what.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker.
But I really would like to have that.
Well, I also think it would be a nice segue into when the time comes that if it ever happens that I have some kind of regular playmate where you will have had the experiences that I've had. You know, when we first started out and you were playing with single guys, I was watching from an adjacent room.
Right.
And then I was only listening.
Right.
And then I wasn't even in the same room. I was in another part of the house.
Right.
And then it was you playing alone and having that hall pass, you know, and it just kind of, you know, it escalated.
Right.
Until obviously what it's like today where you, you know, you can play anytime you want with whomever you want once we've decided on that, whether it's in our home or somewhere else. And, you know, I'm nowhere to be found and we have that connection later, which for me is just the single hottest thing. Although I must say listening from another room is really pretty intense. So getting to that point, that might be a, you know, really nice starting point for you when we finally get to that, you know, to that stage.
Right. You well, know? And I really like this couple. I mean, we had a really fun night with them and they're just genuinely good people. And they're a separate room couple. So I
they
mean,
are.
This could be kind of a perfect couple candidate for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then listen, to just kind of put a period at the end of this particular story with this couple, it was an amazing time. We had the opportunity to reconnect.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about the fact that you gave me a bloody nose though.
Yeah, sure.
I felt horrible. You kneed me in the face at one point when we were switching positions.
Yeah, all the more reason to not be on the same bed, maybe.
It was a little squished. You kneed me in the mouth and in the nose. And so I had a bloody nose and I can taste blood. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's not sexy.
Right.
I felt horrible.
Well, fortunately,
but it was one of those blooper moments. The reason I bring it up is because, like, you know, we hear all the time, like, oh, the lifestyle's not perfect. And you guys, you know, I like that you guys paint it accurately. And yeah, I mean, there's always those situations.
Yeah, listen, you got four grown fucking adults on a bed. Fucking shit happens. Someone's going to get kicked. Someone's going to catch an elbow.
Yeah.
Things were moving around, you know. But of course, you and I ran to the bathroom, got your nose plugged up, stopped the bleeding, and right back to the action. Small break in the action, didn't stop anything. You know, right back to it.
Yeah, but I did kind of feel bad.
Yeah, it was a little weird. But listen, it shit happens. You're in a sexually charged, you know, very active kind of situation with four adults on a bed.
Yeah.
You know, things are going to move around a little. You know, luckily I closed the drawer when Jill's head was hanging off the bed or she would have got stitches. You know, it would have been a totally different kind of night. So, you know, it was really, it worked out just fine. But as I say, to put a period on it, it was an amazing experience with such a gracious, sexy couple that, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing again. And, you know, they're going to be friends of ours for some time. They were just great people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Then the following day, We had an opportunity to have lunch with another couple that we met at the event, and they are just delightful people.
They are some of the sweetest people we've ever met.
Yeah, she is
fucking doll.
Yeah, she's bubbly. You know, he's got that kind of dry sense of humor. She's super bubbly and you know, that effervescence.
But they really work off each other nicely.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Yeah, it was just a really nice weekend to be able to connect with new people, and you know, it's always energizes me personally to meet and hang out with new people, because especially where we live, because sometimes I get in this mindset of like, well, We've met everyone we're going to meet, which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what I mean? It's that whole thing of like, where do we go from here? And there's always opportunities out there, and a lot of them are going to be really fucking cool. And these two couples were proof of that. So.
For sure. And I had, I mean, obviously the night that we spent with Jack and Jill was very sexy and it was very intense. But I had just as good a time sitting with our other friends over lunch on that patio. First, it was a beautiful day. And we got the chance to have some patio, you know, cocktails and patio weather. And they were just so nice to be around. They were so much fun and friendly. And I just enjoyed meeting them. And they're a great couple. She's so fucking cute.
Yeah.
I just, you know, she's got a great smile and just great looking. And I enjoyed talking to her. And having a conversation just sitting outside for a few hours, it was just fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see them again. That we're going to be in the same circle, sounds like.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So, yeah, just in general, great time. And I guess that's all we have to say on that particular subject.
But let's talk a little bit about, you touched on it when you brought up the idea of my playing with a single gal as a regular playmate. And while we have entertained this idea, and we even had a single gal date, as everyone may remember from one of our episodes, which did not go very well.
It was a train wreck. Don't paint it in any other light.
It was a fucking train wreck, which kind of like stifled the whole search. Like we just screeching halt to the single gal.
No, not you.
Yeah, it just put me in a kind of weird frame of mind. I didn't feel good about it. I still don't feel good about it. It makes my skin crawl. I just didn't like it. It made me feel dirty. I just didn't care for it. It was a very weird vibe that she gave off, and it was a weird experience. Long story short, we haven't really pursued it. I haven't pursued it. So we have been getting a lot of correspondence from people, emails, messages on social media, all about why don't I play with single women more often, or actually more to the point, why don't you let me?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Brenna let Brian play with single women like she does with single guys?
Yep.
It's just a ridiculous kind of thought to me, because I think people, and I guess it shouldn't be, because there are a lot of people who don't truly understand what this hot wife component is about, particularly what it's about, I think, for the men who are true hot wife enthusiasts.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people question what it is that you get out of this. I think some people think that and have this perception, and it's fine. You know what? It's fine. Like, we put ourselves out there publicly so people can think what they want. And you know, we knew doing this podcast, we were going to be under scrutiny. But it's been, as we talk more and more about the hot wife lifestyle, and especially in the last week or so, we've received a lot of people saying, yeah, why is Brenna having all the fun and poor Brian is being left out?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, you know, and maybe we should just clear it up, and we'll continue to do so on later podcasts and on some other platforms. But the idea of the hot wife scenario for me, and I think, for, as I say, I'm not going to speak for all the other guys out there, but for the men who are very much into this level of play, I feel like people don't understand. I derive as much pleasure from it, I believe, as you do. Obviously, you're the one that's having, you know, you're having the interactions with the single guys. So it's like you're, you know, as you call it, like different flavors of ice cream. You're getting to taste different flavors. So different styles, different methods of you know, intimacy, and just having different connections. You start to, you know, you're going to see somebody for the first time, or the first time Matt came over. You know, you get the butterflies in your stomach. It's all kind of, you know, first date type stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get to have a, you know, really hot sexual experience. Hopefully that's the
case.
Yeah. And then afterwards, it's you and I. And what people don't realize is, or at least the people that have been messaging us with these statements, what they don't realize is, for me, you know, the attraction to it for me and the excitement for me is that you're having that pleasure. You're getting to have a good time with someone else for the benefit of our intimacy.
Right.
And that's the part I think people kind of miss. I'm not missing out. I don't miss out because you're getting to have sex with a stranger and I'm not. That's not what it's about for me. I could just as easily not have sex with anyone else and just live that hot wife experience together with you. It's hard to explain. I guess if people can't really wrap their heads around it, I can understand why they think, oh, well, you're not having any fun. Brenna's having all the fun. That is not the case, man.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
You know? I'm not leaving you out of anything?
Hell no. I'm not missing out on anything. And I think anyone out there who's listening and is, you know, who, and you're a couple and you play in this space, I think you understand that, particularly as a guy. I think all of us would say the same thing. Like, missing out? Are you fucking crazy? Like, there's nothing hotter than listening to you have sex with someone else from across the room, or hearing about that connection later. You know, it's like getting a gift, you know, and it's like Christmas, and you kind of know what's in the box, but you don't really know what's in the box. So you got to tear the box open, or you have to wait to tear the box open.
Right.
So like, I know when I'm not home, I'm at work and you're home, like with Clint, I know that you're fucking, I know you're fucking him, but I don't know exactly what's going on. I got to come home and unwrap the damn thing. You know, right. That's the fucking excitement for me.
Yeah.
So for all of you out there who think I'm not having any fun because I don't have a single playmate mate like Brenna does, you're wrong.
Yeah, don't feel too bad for Brian, okay?
No, do not feel bad for me at all. Do not feel like I'm missing out. I appreciate the sentiment. I'm all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when the time comes, if there's a single female and we figure that out, of course, everyone will hear about it.
Yeah, it's working for us. And I guess, you know, for me, it's like, yeah, we're a podcast couple and we talk about our stories. But at the end of the day, I don't really give a fuck what anyone thinks about how we decide to play.
No, not at all.
It works for us. And that's all I care about.
Yeah, it's between us and our partners. And that's it. Yeah. You know, we want to bring, you know, some enlightenment to people about some of this stuff, because there's a lot of questions. Listen, the questions we get, the number of questions we get about the hot wife lifestyle and the hot wife experience in particular, I mean, there are so many. They're countless.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But
absolutely.
It's all about us and our partners.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I love you.
I love you.
So you can find us on social media.
Yes, you
at
can.
FP Swingers, both on Twitter and Instagram. Plus, we have a YouTube channel with some great resources, I think. Anyway, we may be biased, but, you know, I think they're great resources.
Yeah.
And you can find our YouTube channel at Front Porch Swingers. We also have a bonus episode available on our Patreon page. It's our very first and first of many bonus episodes on our Patreon account.
Yep.
So if you would like to hear that, head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. We have a couple of blog posts and some other fun things in the works, and lots of bonuses available for our Patreon members as well.
Yes, we sure do.
And yeah, I guess that's all we have this week.
Yeah, it's been a full week, and we've got a whole lot more sexy stuff coming up next week. So definitely stay tuned.
Hell yeah. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.